Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. A fatal accident happened yesterday morning in Sioux County. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office is investigating that vehicle accident that happened at around 6:36 a.m. Friday morning. The accident involved a single vehicle about 3.5 miles southeast of Rock Valley on Garfield Avenue. 60-year-old Jeffrey Meyer of Sioux Center was driving a 2017 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck heading northbound on Garfield when he crossed the southbound lane, entered the west ditch, vaulted a field driveway, and then rolled over. The vehicle came to rest in a group of round hay bales on a farm property. Meyer was transported by the Rock Valley ambulance to the Hague Memorial Hospital in Rock Valley, where he was pronounced dead. The Ram pickup truck sustained approximately $25,000 in damage. Responding to the fatal accident were the Rock Valley Fire Department, Rock Valley Ambulance, Rock Valley Police Department, and the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. That accident remains under investigation. One of the three insurance companies providing services for the Iowa Medicaid program is quitting. The Iowa Department of Human Services says that United Healthcare informed the state on Friday that it would leave within the next several months. DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven says that the 400,000 Medicaid recipients with United Healthcare will be asked to choose one of the other two companies, Amerigroup of Iowa or Centene Corporation, a subsidiary of Iowa Total Care, for coverage. Governor Kim Reynolds says that she ended negotiations with the United Healthcare on Friday when the company dictated contract terms that she believed to be unreasonable. Foxhoven says that the company wanted full payment without meeting all the required performance requirements in its contract. United Healthcare says that persistent funding and program design challenges made it impossible for them to provide the quality care and service that they believe people deserve. Former Governor Terry Branstad hired private companies to manage the Medicaid program, previously run by the state in 2016, and it has been the target of criticism since for cuts in services, reported slow payment of bills, and doubts about its promised savings to taxpayers. Republican House Representative Dr. Tom Gennery of Lamar says that state House members have been busy this past week with expanding the medical marijuana law.
We haven't formally discussed any type of funds for the flood problem down there in southwest Iowa, but there are funds that are going to be available, and I know that President Trump signed some legislation to get the money to those areas much more quickly, and there are some funds available on a state level. But we haven't formally talked about it. It probably we will, because they're still trying to assess all the damage that has been done. You know, once they get kind of a handle on that, then we can move forward. But there are funds that will be available, and from what I understand, fairly quickly.
Gennery says that the legislature passed some safeguard provisions with regards to the expanded medical marijuana bill.
The way it was set up is the dispensaries have to tap into the prescription monitoring program, so people can't go and dispensary shop. You know, like they could get some in Des Moines and then drive to Davenport and get more. They can only get 25 grams for a 90-day supply. And we had a lot of input from different people. We had several parents that had children that had a lot of developmental problems, a lot of physical problems, and they have used this in the past that they get from another state, and it really has helped them a lot.
Gennery says that the expanded provisions of the state's medical marijuana bill does not mean that recreational use of marijuana will be allowed.
So I think used properly, it's probably an adjunct to other methods of treatment, and this in no way, shape, or form legalizes marijuana, which has absolutely no support for legalizing, recreational marijuana.
No doubt, the flooding of southwest Iowa has garnered a lot of media attention within the past couple of weeks. KLAM News asked State House Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's whether some programs may have to see budget reductions in order to have sufficient funds for flood relief.
We haven't formally discussed any type of funds for the flood problem down there in southwest Iowa, but there are funds that are going to be available, and I know that President Trump signed some legislation to get the money to those areas much more quickly, and there are some funds available on a state level, but we haven't formally talked about it. It probably we will, because they're still trying to assess all the damage that has been done. You know, once they get kind of a handle on that, then we can move forward. But there are funds that will be available, and from what I understand, fairly quickly.
State environment officials say that a fish kill in northeastern Iowa was caused by farm manure runoff. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says in a news release that it is investigating a Dubuque County fish kill near Piasta. Investigators say that more than 200 fish were killed by that runoff, which they traced to the Lawler Dairy Farm in Piasta. The agency says that the farm applied liquid manure to a nearby field, and melting snow and rain caused it to run off into an unnamed creek that leads into the Little Maquoketa River. Officials say the charges are pending against the dairy. That is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.